19. Rogel in the Desert. Rogel Dorn spends a century in the Yellow Desert until he finally concedes that there is no way out of it. After a century, he also believes there is no way into it either, although he is in it, which suggests that this is untrue. A small fact to cling to. He came here. He was brought here. There must have been a way in once. Unless he has always been here. After a century, that starts to feel like the truth. He meticulously orders the facts he can be certain of. Every day, he collates the available facts. Every day, for a century, there are fewer and fewer of them. The sun rusts them away. He is here. Fact. The desert is endless and the sunlight unrelenting. Fact. Something technological or metaphysical intercepted his teleport pattern and diverted him to this wasteland. Fact. None of those who departed with him are here. Fact. This is not the target principle, the vengeful spirit. Fact. But it is a trap. Fact. He is alone. Fact. He knows exactly who he is. Fact.
I am Rogel Dorn, Praetorian of Terror, Primarch of the 7th Legion Imperial Fists, 7th Found Son, defiant and unyielding, says Rogel Dorn to the hot and empty desert air.
The desert is boundless, a soft sea of yellow sand, the colour of his legion's plate. The sky is a hot white haze, the colour of his hair. There is no sun, except that everything is sunlit. There is a breeze, parched and dry, that comes intermittently and lifts the soft sand from the crests of the dunes in horsetail plumes to make new dunes nearby, grain by grain. There are walls, ancient stone walls, faded pink and bleached by light. They are too high to climb, and they serve no purpose he can identify, for they keep nothing in and nothing out, and merely stand, crossing the dunes in forking geometric lines. There are walls either side of him, suggesting, but never admitting, that he is caught in some gargantuan labyrinth. He tries and fails to climb them. He listens to them, hoping to detect sounds from the other side, but he does not. Some days he ascends to the top of the highest dunes, and from there, as the breeze lifts the sand around his feet, he can almost see over them. Almost. Enough to see the odd angled lines of their arrangement, and the fact that beyond them lie more dunes and other walls, and more dunes. Fact. Every day for a century, he orders the facts he can be certain of. He is here, and no one else is. Fact. He is alone. Fact. His pattern was diverted. Fact. This is not the target principle, the vengeful spirit. Fact. It is a trap. Fact. The desert is endless and there is no way out. Fact. There is no way in, perhaps. He knows exactly who he is. Fact.
I am Rogel Dorn, Praetorian of Terror, Primarch of the 7th Legion Imperial Fists, 7th Found Son, defiant and unyielding, says Rogel Dorn.
The bodies are here. They are all long dead, and they are all his sons. They are scattered across the dunes and piled up against the bases of the walls for kilometres. They wear the yellow plate of the 7th Legion Astartes Imperial Fists, but they have been here so long that only dry white bones reside inside them, and the plate is abraded by breeze and sand, so all numerals and identifier markings are worn away. He doesn't know who they were, except that they were once Imperial Fists. They may or may not be the men who formed the company he left with. He can't be sure. Those men, hand-picked, may be here. But if they are, why were they long dead when he arrived? And who are all the others? There are far, far more than a company strength of men scattered across the dunes. There are thousands, tens of thousands. Yellow plate is piled like metal shingle along the foot of the walls. Many times he attempts to count them, to reach an accurate number which he can add to his list of facts. But he always loses count. Some days after 10,000, some days after 20, for there are so many, and it is impossible to know where he started counting and where he has finished. He tries to mark them with his sword as he counts, cutting a notch in each pauldron. That scrupulous method gives him a figure of 37,409 before he loses count and forgets if he has notched a pauldron or not. Besides, his sword edge is beginning to blunt, and he is weary, and there are still so many more, more than those he has already counted. Unsure, he starts again. He orders the available facts. There are very many dead, and the desert is endless. Fact. The walls are very slightly too high. Fact. There is no sun, but the light neither rises nor sets. Fact. It is slightly cooler in the shadow of the walls. Fact. There is no way out. Fact. There is no way in. Is that a fact?
I am Rogaldorn, Praetorian, Primarch of the Imperial Fists, Seventh Found Son, defiant and unyielding, says Rogaldorn.
The desert is yellow. The light is white. The walls are very slightly too high. He sits in the cool of the shadows, day after day, amid the litter of yellow armour, and recites the available facts to himself. His sword is notched. He is alone. The breeze lifts feathers of sand from the ridges of the dunes like spindrift from the sea. There is no way out. This is a trap. Fact.
I am Rogaldorn. I am Rogaldorn, Primarch of the Imperial Fists, Seventh Found Son, defiant and unyielding, says Rogaldorn.
The desert is yellow at first. In the course of a century, it darkens. He doesn't notice it at first until, years later, seated in the cool shadow of the wall, he realizes that the yellow of the dunes has become darker. It has become pinker, like the faded pink of the ancient stone walls. The sky is darker too. It is blue-white, hot blue-white, the colour of his eyes. The yellow plate of the uncountable dead is beginning to rust. It is turning brown. It is rusting, and fleck by fleck, is slowly blowing away. Is that why the dunes are growing darker? Is it rust mixing with the sand? He orders the available facts. Facts are his arsenal, knowledge his strength. Every battle he ever won, he won through application of knowledge. He is starved of facts. It is hard to know how to fight without facts to guide his actions. There are few here, fewer every day. There were more before, but many of them have rusted away. In the siege, there were facts. Too many facts. More facts than there are grains of sand in this endless desert. Only he could order them all and count them and use them. That's why he was Praetorian. He never told anyone at the time, but it was a crippling burden. He longed to be out from under the constant weight of facts, the accumulating piles of data. In the months of the siege, he longed to be free of that weight. He longed just to fight as a man, as a warrior with a sword. He longed for the simplicity of that. To fight face to face, hand to hand, the freedom of physical war. By the end, it was all he wanted. To be free of the infinite data, the relentless pressure, the constant mental war, and just take up his sword and fight. To join the others on the walls and release himself into the joyous liberty of physical combat, where only instinct and reaction mattered, and his mind could rest. To stand, to fight, to kill, and not to think, just for a while. Please! He never told anyone that. That was all a long time ago. He barely remembers it. But he is sure there was a siege.
I am Rogel Dorn, Primarch of the Imperial Fists, defiant and unyielding, says Rogel Dorn.
His sword is notched and blunt. He is very tired. These walls, bleached pink, are not the walls he longed to stand on. Things become simpler here in the shadow of the walls where he sits. Facts rust away. There are fewer and fewer of them every day. There are no days because there are no nights. Years pass, and it grows darker still. Where yellow became pink, pink becomes brown. Everything has rusted. There is nothing yellow left, except some tiny shards of yellow ceramite and plasteel around his feet. Everything is worn out. He believes the entire desert is just grains of rust, that there were once far more bodies, and that other centuries, which must have passed before he arrived, had worn many of them away to form the endless desert where he found himself. The dunes were the rust particles of other suits of plate and other sets of bones, reduced by light and breeze. He orders the available facts. He counts the bodies that remain. He gives up and starts again. The blade of his sword is beginning to wear away. He begins to like the fact that there are fewer facts to order and arrange, fewer things to take into account, less data to process and triage. He remembers longing for that simplicity. When was that? Long ago. Perhaps during a siege. He remembers yearning for it anyway, and oddly, now he has it. There is simplicity here, in the cool shadow below the walls. There is very little to put in order. He is alone. There is no way out. The walls are very high. His sword is a shank of worn metal. He was going somewhere, but he never arrived. There were people with him, but they are not here now, or they are rusted to flakes in the cool shadow of the walls. They are probably long dead. Whatever he was a part of, a siege, was it? Whatever it was, it must be over by now. Long over. Losers defeated, victors decided. It's out of his hands now. It's no longer his responsibility. It's a relief. He thinks he longed for it once. He forgets. His memory is rusting. It's a great relief just to sit in the cool and be. Not to think. Not to decide.
I am Rogel Dorn, of the Imperial Fists. Defiant, says Rogel Dorn.